going to hear can easily understand.
Just because it's late doesn't mean we're done yet.
Ref! I'm Mr. Ref! That's a penalty!
And the quarterback? You kidding me, coach?
There's still plenty more hits to dish out.
Well, he really hit the shit out of that one, didn't he? Look at that, he hit the f***ing ball. That gets a free steak.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios, this is Late Hits.
Late Hits.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's your host, Patrick Creighton.
All right, it's Late Hits, ESPN 97.5. Patrick Creighton with you one more time before I hit vacation. I am looking forward to vacation. I haven't been on vacation in an entire calendar year.
Where are you heading?
Oh, we're not even doing anything, babe. We're just going down to the beach. And then down to Corpus for about a week.
Oh, sounds nice.
So when I come back, I will probably look like a lobster. And then I'll get leprosy. And then I'll be just as pale as I am now.
Have you ever gotten the devil's itch?
The what?
It's called the devil's itch. Like, you're super sunburned. And then, like, in the middle of the night, you'll get this crazy itch that you can't, like... You start crying over it.
Fortunately, I've never had that.
I've had it once in my life. Worst pain ever.
Because it's weird. Like, I don't tan. I go from white to red. I get leprosy, and I'm white again. I peel like crazy. The worst burn I ever got was in Mexico, where I peeled literally for like 3.5 weeks. It's the nastiest thing you ever saw. I couldn't, like, all the aloe in the world could not stop me from peeling. It was horrible.
That's what I had to use to get rid of the itch. I had to put it on for, like, 5 straight hours throughout the night.
Oh, what, you mean you didn't normally do that?
No.
Is that because, you know, you tan? I mean, you're not...
I think I just get sunburned. I don't even tan.
Yeah, Mike Hernandez on the other side of the glass, by the way, on the ones, twos, and threes. And you get us on Twitter at PCreighton1, at MikeHDZ92.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, go me. I am the man
Mike
in
heads.
My own mind. MikeHeads92.
I'm not even going to. It's not even my last name no more. It's MikeHeads.
MikeHeads. There you go. Forget all that. It's just MikeHeads. 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. Look, it's Friday night. It is basically payday for the entire world because the 15th is on a Sunday. So everybody should have gotten paid today. Everybody's looking to have a good time tonight. So the phone lines are open the entire night. You can call and ask anything. We will make this an Ask Me Anything Friday. It can be about sports. It can be about non-sports. It can be about just the business. It could be about anything. I don't even care. You can ask it, and I'll answer anything that doesn't like require me to give you my social security number or my bank account or like just stuff that you know I can't possibly say on the air. But otherwise, 713-780-3776. You ask it. I'll answer it. We'll have fun tonight. Astros, they need to have some fun. Fun is winning. We need to get back to winning. Dropping 3 of 4 to the A's is not exactly what anybody expected when they were about to go on this, this long stretch here against what was supposed to be bad teams. But then before this past series, the A's go out and they win 16-20 with 5 starters on the DL. And now they've won 20 of 24. So the A's are scorching hot right now. So the Astros will look to right the ship. They open a 3-game set with the Tigers. And the bullpen, which had its fair share of meltdowns against the A's. Dude, the A's have like the most runs in baseball after the 8th inning. I was stunned to see that. From the 8th inning on, they're the most runs in baseball. All right, we've seen a bunch of different things from this team. Number one, can Tony Kemp please get everyday at-bats? All the guy does is hit. He has hit at every single level of the minor leagues. Can we please get Tony Kemp some everyday at-bats. Now, I know that Kyle Tucker being up means that Kyle Tucker's going to play every day. I understand that. And Josh Reddick makes $13 million. So Josh Reddick is pretty much going to play every day unless there's a tough lefty on the hill. Then he might sit down. But essentially, against every right-hander and sucky lefties, Reddick's going to play. He's making $13 million. Springer's certainly not sitting, even though he hasn't done squat for a month. And, you know, we talked about that yesterday when I was filling in for Charlie, that, you know, Springer, they got to start coming up with what they're going to do with George Springer, because this is becoming like a season record slump. He's been down for a month. His average went from 295 to 248. His OPS is down like 130 points in a month. That's insane. They literally have to consider moving him down the lineup. None of those guys are legit going to sit. Jose Altuve is not going to sit, which means that you're either going to get Kemp in left or center and DH George, or, you know, it could be the oddball day that Kyle Tucker gets off, or the oddball day that that Josh Reddick gets off, or DH Kemp. But Tony Kemp should be at the top of the lineup every day, getting at bats.
Like you said last time, should be number one, leading off.
Leading off. And the biggest change to that means they will need to allow Evan Gattis to put the tools of ignorance back on. And this isn't, you know, trying to take shots at Max Stassi. I think Max Stassi has given you far more than you could have ever expected from him to give you. But if they're going to put their best lineup on the field, Tony Kemp should be in the leadoff spot. And that means Evan Gattis needs to be back behind the plate. I know he doesn't throw a lot of runners out. If he's going to hit the way that he's hit and drive in runs at the clip that he's driven runs in, is that a problem? Is it a really big problem? Because, you know, Dallas is tough to run on because he's left-handed. But for the most part, you know, the power pitchers have those big, long windups. You're not getting a whole lot of throwouts there anyway. Does that say?
Intern Trey.
Intern Trey is on the phone. All right, Trey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Pete Crate, long-time caller, first-time listener. I wanted to
Wow, that's a backhanded compliment.
I wanted to ask you, what would your opinion be of a trade for Ramos, the Buffalo, over in D.C.?
Can you say that again?
Sorry, I'm driving. I'm kind of. I was asking, what would be your opinion on a trade for Wilson Ramos?
Oh, for Wilson Ramos.
Yeah.
I don't know how hard they are into him. I know they're into JT Realmuto. And they were linked to Realmuto before the season started, but that was, of course, before Brian McCann got hurt. Now, McCann is, you know, he might be down for a while. They're expecting he's going to be down 2 months. I think Realmuto would be their preference, but is Ramos a little older? He's playing well this year, but he's had passes where he didn't play as well. Realmuto is younger, makes less money, under team control. I think Realmuto is the guy that they would be looking to get if they were going to make a move for a catcher. That being said, if you're going to adjust the lineup from who's actually here, I think that Gattis has to get some consideration to go back behind the plate. Not a bad idea, Trey, and I think that it's a guy that'll be in play if they can't get Realmuto, but I think Realmuto would be the top target for a catcher for the Astros right now.
Yeah, I saw that they were eyeing him on the Bleacher Report. I was also going to ask, what would you be willing to give up? Maybe not for Ramos, but for like a Realmuto or any other big-time catcher or a reliever just in general.
Well, a reliever in general isn't going to cost much. If you saw
yeah.
what Kelvin Herrera went for, that guy was hands down best reliever that was going to get dealt. And they got the Nationals' 10th best prospect. Then they got a guy who was like way down the line. And then they got a 17-year-old kid they just signed that they don't even know anything about yet. So the price for Kelvin Herrera wound up being very cheap, considering he's a top three closer. So the price for pretty much any other reliever, probably going to be cheap unless the Reds are willing to deal Rossy Iglesias. And he's got, you know, what, another 2 years, $5 million each? So he's under team control. So. It doesn't make sense for them to deal them. He's so cheap, you know. And if the San Diego Padres would deal Brad Hand, but again, they just gave Hosmer a long-term $20 million a year contract. So they obviously think that they won't, they might be bad this year, but they don't think they're going to be bad next year, the following year. And Hand is under a very team-friendly contract. They control him for three more years. It doesn't make sense to trade your closer that's making $3.5 million after you just signed Hosmer to a $20 million deal for like 5 years.
Right.
So those two guys, I think, could bring in a big haul because they're under team control and they're cheap. But being under team control and cheap is exactly why those teams shouldn't move them.
Yeah, of course. It would also probably hurt the with the luxury tax here, I'm sure.
Well, no, the Astros aren't close. The Astros are like $150 million. They got another 40-some-odd million dollars before they hit the tax line. I think $196 million is the tax line this year, and they're at about $150.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call, Pete Crate. Great show. I'm glad you got Caucasian Mike producing for you. So great show, man.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, Trey. Thanks, buddy.
Anytime.
So, Mike, tell me about this Caucasian-ness of yours.
So it was there used to be a host that used to work here, and he came out. Everybody was screaming. He came out. He was like, I'm doing my show. Everybody here is white. And I was in there too, right? And then once he went back into to do his show, he came right back out after his show, and then he was, yeah, you right there, you're white too, in my eyes. I was like,
a guy who used to work here.
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
Oh, this was like 6 months ago.
6 months ago, yeah. He used to work here.
Yeah.
Trying to think of who that would be. Oh, never mind. I got it. Yeah. All righty then. We're just going to let that one go because I have no idea how the hell that would have came about. But you know what they say about old people and understanding the modern world. It's just how it goes.
It's a never-ending bit now.
It really is. That's shameful. All right. Since it's Friday, and we're taking your calls on damn near anything, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN, we're going to get into things that we don't like, starting with the Texans' offensive line, and our significant others. Next.
You're listening to Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, so like I said, it's pretty much an Ask Me Anything Friday. Everybody got paid today. Everybody's feeling good because you get paid 2 days early. Every time the 15th comes on a Sunday, they'll get paid 2 days early. Who doesn't like that? Is that not the most fun of all? Or do you look at that and go, oh, crap, I got to make this work an extra 2 days. I got to stretch this out. Now I got to make sure I can float this all the way to the 30th type of thing. Poor Mike's over there like, well, yeah, it's awesome. But, oh, wait, no, wait. Oh, you ruined this. Why? Um, Christina on Twitter says, I am too white to tan. There was once a time that I could tan. However, it ended when I was like 22. After that, I've essentially, yeah, I've been too white to tan. I've been told by many doctors that the sun is not my friend, that I have no business being out in the sun. I should avoid the sun at all costs. I've had to have a couple of lumps removed because of aversion to sunlight. So, yeah, I am. And what will happen is I will come back in a week literally looking like a half-peeled lobster. I will be super red except for patches of whiteness where you'll see, like, you know, like when you're peeling, you see the little edge of, like, the white skin around the whole area that peeled? You'll see those blotches on me, and then everything else will be lobster red.
Well, you'll be eating lobsters, though.
I would like to be eating lobsters. I'm always down for... Lobsters are always, like, on the menu. I am totally down with lobster being on the menu every possible chance.
Sucks is that I'm allergic to seafood, so...
To all seafood or just shellfish?
Everything.
To everything?
Yeah.
Dude, that... You're not allergic to cows, are you?
Nah.
Allergic to pigs?
No. Just seafood in general.
Just seafood in general. All right, so going to the home run derby, Alex Bregman, two-run jack. Astros up 2-0 early over the Tigres. Now, I've felt this way for over a year, but Bregs is like my favorite Astro. Bregs is my favorite Astro. I think he's kind of been my favorite Astro since they've called him up. Even after he went through that awful, what, 0 for 34 or whatnot, Bregs is kind of like my favorite Astro and has been. But I'm also a big fan of Tony Kemp. I followed him now for a couple of years, and he's earned his spot. I'd like to see him get some run. What other stuff? It's okay. You can ask. You can ask Blue Jay. Yes, this is why I do late night shows. I am totally averse to sunlight. Victor wants to know if I like working solo or if I like working partnered up with Nate. Well, if we're being honest, I'm trying to be honest. I enjoy working solo, and that is because I worked solo long before I ever got to Houston. So, you know, working in New York, working in Atlanta, I worked solo long before I ever got to Houston. Being in Houston, I've done a lot of solo stuff. I will say if I'm going to work with a partner, I want to work with Nate. Nate and I have worked together for 5 years. I think that he and I have developed a chemistry that nobody else on the market really has. And if I'm good, I love working with Nate. So if I'm going to work with a partner, it would be Nate. That said, you know, if you say to me, do you want to work solo with a partner? Realistically, I'd probably say I want to work solo because that was how I learned initially to host shows, was I learned how to do shows solo. It's probably what I'm most comfortable at, and I know that Nate will have a lot less stress in his life not having to sit next to me every day. That poor man, I must have put that poor man through so much. Nate is a true Southern gentleman. He doesn't use bad words. He don't lose his temper. He don't think bad thoughts. And then you put him next to me, and I am everything that is not that. I'm loud. I'm obnoxious. I curse like a drunken sailor. You talk about two polar opposite people. So I hope that Nate has more peace in his life, only having to deal with me once a week instead of every day. Because I think working with me every day was starting to age him. Like it's a lot. I'm aging that man. I'm taking years off of his life. So I hope that he's not feeling quite so. He's in good shape. He's a good looking guy. He's always got a positive attitude and a smile on his face until he sees me, and then he's like, "Man, what?" So I hope that he's happier and that he's enjoying and his life's a little easier. That's all. I hope his life is a little easier. 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. All right, so I was trying to get through this article today, which it's not anything that we don't already know, but it does give you an idea that, look, more people are looking, especially now as we're getting closer to training camp, about this article is on Pro Football Focus about all it's ranking all the teams' offensive lines going into the season. Now, when I'm doing show prep, I really just want to be left alone. I don't ask for a lot. Just leave me alone when I'm working. That is the one time the mother of my children never wants to leave me the hell alone. Now, when I go home at night, you know, she's playing her game or doing whatever the hell she's doing, I just leave her be. I let her do what she wants. You know, she's a teacher, so, you know, during the school year, she's got work to do. I leave her alone. She's got grading to do. I leave her alone. If I'm trying to get work done, all of a sudden, all the things she didn't want to talk to me about all day long, now is when she wants to talk to me. And it's so important, it can't wait. It's totally trivial, but it's so important, it can't freaking wait. It drives me nuts. What is the thing about your significant other that drives you absolutely insane? Like the one thing that he or she does that you really just want to force choke them every time they do it. 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. Take your calls on that. It's an Ask Me Anything Friday. We're going to get into the NFL and some offensive lines and take a wild guess where the freaking Texans are. It's next.
This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
Late Hits, ESPN 97.5. So, Christina texts in, you know what annoys me about my significant other? Nothing, they don't exist. Ba-doom bam. Sometimes I wonder if that's the way to go. And then I wonder, well, do I really want to do my own laundry? Well, I wind up doing my own laundry most of the time anyway. Do I really want to clean bathrooms? I guess I could get a maid. I don't have to worry about maids stealing stuff, do I?
Maybe.
Be hard. I don't know. I used to enjoy cooking, but now it's more like, ah, crap, I gotta cook. It's always easier if I can just throw stuff on the grill and just cook meat. But like if I have to make other stuff, then it's like, ah, oh, dang it. I don't want to do all that. It's annoying. All right, Tyler, you are on Late Hits. What's up, Tyler?
I agree with you 100% because I work retail, so I work about 60 hours a week.
God, I hope you have the patience of a saint if you're working retail.
All I want to do is come home when I get off and just sit and watch some TV, play some video games. But my wife always wants to nag and just talk about just random stuff. So I completely understand how you feel about that.
Like when you come home, let's say you've worked a long day, you walk in the door, it's not, hi, honey, not how are you, not how was your day. Do you know what your son did today? You ever get those days?
Yeah, every day I do. You spoke to me, you spoke volumes to me when you said that, because I have that every day.
Every day. It's like, do you know what your son did today? Hi, honey, how are you? How was your day? And then it's like, oh, sorry. Do you know what your son did today? the whole purpose of that just right over the top. Oh, man, I'm sorry, buddy. Appreciate the call, though. I hope tonight that you get a better greeting. Lawrence, you're on Late Hits. What's up, Lawrence?
Yeah, like, for instance, when you, like, at a bar or something, when you watch the game, and they just want you to come home so bad, so they be like, can you stop and get some milk and some bread? And when you get there, they already got milk and bread. I hang up and listen.
See, they try to pull that fast one. Hey, we don't have any milk or bread, and I really need you to get it, and you got to hurry up and get it before the store closes. So you get up, you're like, oh, crap. You get up, you go down to the store, because, like, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't like buying milk or bread from, like, the convenience store. I don't trust that it stayed cold. I don't trust that it's fresh. I don't trust it's been handled properly. Like, I know people who have worked in convenience stores, and I know what goes on back there. I would never buy something like that I'm going to feed to my kids at a convenience store, of like milk or bread or something like that, because I don't trust that it's safe. Now, maybe I'm overreaching and I shouldn't go so far with that, because it's not like you won't let your kid get a soda. But you know what? Like, if soda got hot and cold, you know, they're not going to get sick from drinking spoiled soda. You know, like, I'm not worried about there being, like, green mold in their bag of chips that I would be worried about in the bread. So I won't buy it from there. So, yeah, if I'm going to get milk or if I'm going to get bread or something like that, it's got to be from the actual supermarket. And if the supermarket near you isn't open late, a lot of things here to me are not open late. Like, to me, if you close at 10, that's not late. If you close before midnight, it's not late. Like, if you're open at 2 a.m., okay, you're open late. But if you close by 10 p.m. or earlier, you are not open late to me. So if your supermarket doesn't, like, stay open late, you got to bail out of whatever you're doing. Go get to the supermarket, which is really annoying. Walk to the back of the store, get whatever you need, then come up to the front of the store. Hope that there's more than one cashier on duty. Because, like, this thing, there'll be one cashier, and then the self-checkout lanes are not working. So, like, there'll be somebody in front of you. You got two things. There's somebody in front of you with a wagon full of stuff. It's like $200-something worth of groceries. You have a half a gallon of milk and a freaking loaf of bread. It would take you longer to stand there online and get checked out than it will to, like, actually go get everything, to park, walk, go get everything. Come back, you'll spend more time just standing there. And, you know, the late night cashier looks like they're part of, like, Night of the Living Dead. You're not sure if they took a shower. Hair's kind of all over the place. Literally look like a zombie. Yeah. Late night grocery shopping can be an adventure.
Especially at Walmart.
I'm not going to... Dude, I hate Walmart.
I'm a Target guy.
I hate Walmart, but the truth is there are times when you just have to go to Walmart. There are times when it's like, I need to get this. Oh, man, I got to go to Walmart. There was some kind of, like, bookshelf thing, right? So... Well, I've needed them for her classroom. She's a teacher. She needed them for classroom. These bookshelves were $40 at the J. You know what I mean by the J. $40 at the J. They were $14 at Walmart. I hate Walmart, but I'm not paying $43 when I can get them for $14. I'm sorry. I don't care how deep the pockets might get. The arms are short, and I'm not digging that deep. I get the same exact thing for $14. I will suck it up. I will deal with the nonsense at Walmart. The biggest reason I hate Walmart is every time I walk through a parking lot at Walmart, I feel like I'm going to die. Not even in the store, walking through the parking lot, because it never fails that as I'm trying to walk through the parking lot, there is some knucklehead on their phone texting while driving through the front of the store, blowing through stop lines, basically trying to kill me. And it's like, idiot, you just pulled out of a parking space. Couldn't you text and then back out? Like, why did you have to back out and then floor it past the store while texting? You had just parked. Walmart is dangerous.
That's how I feel about Foodorama.
About what?
Foodorama.
What is that?
It's a supermarket.
Food-O-Rama?
Yeah, Foodorama.
That sounds like it came out of like Laverne and Shirley. I mean, what is Foodorama?
It's around where I live. I live by Bellway 8 in South Post Oak area, close to Missouri City, Pearland area.
Okay. And
so they have like five of those around that area.
Is Foodorama like...
It's like a knockoff Fiesta.
Okay, so I've been to a Fiesta once or twice. So Foodorama is basically like... I don't want to say... I don't want to say slanderous things because I'm not trying to be about that. But basically, it's kind of like a hole-in-the-wall shopping center.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we can say that.
It's like a hole-in-the-wall supermarket.
Yeah, I went, I think it was last week, to go get bread and milk. As soon as I walk out, a fight broke out right in the parking lot.
Oh, that's quality. Although I will say that the HEB by me, last year, somebody got shot in the parking lot. Drug deal gone wrong. Somebody actually got shot two blocks from me at HEB because of some craziness.
During the day?
Yeah. Now, it doesn't stop me from going to HEB. I mean, I'm going to HEB. HEB is right down the block from my house. I'm pretty much always going to HEB. I think they all know me on like a first name, first face basis. Like if they don't know my name, like, oh yeah, hi, I know you. You're here all the time. That's how you know you're there way too much. When all the employees recognize you.
That's me at Lupe Tortilla, to be honest.
What is that?
Lupe Tortilla?
Yeah.
It's a Tex-Mex restaurant. It's so good. I recommend it.
Oh, yeah? Sounds like a plan. I'm going to have to go check it out. I am. Any place I can get good like fajitas, I'm in.
I think they're one of the best fajitas. And they're flour tortillas, handmade.
Woo. I'm always down for where I can get good fajitas. All right. So the most annoying thing your significant other does... And anything else you want to ask? Oh, in sports, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN, HRMP Listener Alliance. Late hits.
You are listening to Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, Late Hits, ESPN Houston 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN on a Ask Me Anything Friday. And what is the most annoying thing your significant other does that makes you want to just force choke the hell out of them? Mike, do you have an issue with your other?
Sometimes the biggest one is choosing where to go to eat.
Oh, is it? Hey, honey, you want to go to? No. Do you want this? No. Do you want that? No. What do you want to get? I don't care.
And as soon as I start naming places, I'm like, you want to go get some Chick-fil-A? No, I don't want that. Some burger? No, I don't want that. So you choose. I don't want anything. So I'm like, make a choice or you want me to make a choice.
But yeah, after you rattle off like nine things, no, 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 no. What do you want? Oh, whatever you want.
And then we end up going to Lupe Tortilla.
I'll have to check that out. But that, yeah, that's one. What do you want to eat? I don't know. You want barbecue? No. Chicken? No. Pizza? No. Mexican? No. What do you want to eat? I don't know.
You choose.
Chinese? Nah. Sushi? Tacos? No. Well, what do you want? I don't know.
At that point, I'm like, I'm just going to go get something for myself. And then as soon as I do that, I come home. She's like, did you get me anything?
and this is the best part of it, right? So if I ask in front of the kids, you know, hey, do you want to get pizza? Both kids are like, yes. And then no. And then like, oh, because they know that if mom says no, we're not going to get it. Tacos, both kids, yes. And then mom's like, no. And they're like, oh. You want to get barbecue? Yes! Mom's like, no. Aww. So you're watching their emotions go in this roller coaster. Up, down. Because mom can't make a decision. You want to kill her. But like I said, somebody's got to do the laundry and cook, right? Because I don't want it to be me. You know, I've done the live alone thing. And yeah, you have to put up with a lot of extra nonsense when you live with someone else, but just think of all the stuff you don't have to do. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean. I don't have to dust. I don't have to do dishes. Oh, I have children for that. You know, I there are so many like perks of like stuff I don't have to do because either she does it or the kids do it. And I get to do this whole, like, I'm going to work thing so that, well, I'm not home. I can't be bothered with all that. I have to work for a living. Now, I think that there's a percentage of time that when you do that, you're lying. It's not, I don't really have to go to work 4 hours early, but I am. Like you know I'm full of crap, and I think that she probably knows that I'm full of crap, but I get away with it anyway. You know, it's like, what time are you on? 4. So we're I'm going to work, but it's only 11:30. Yeah, I got a lot of stuff to prep. But there's vacuuming and laundry. And, yeah, I know. Just tell the kids. Make them do something. I'll get home later on. I'm like, they wouldn't listen to anything I said the whole day. I'll walk in. I'll be like, you this, you that. Okay, bye, done. They wouldn't listen to me all day long. See it coming out, like the smoke starts coming out of her ears, and like she's literally ready to just stab me with some sharp object from each hand. Does that make me a bad person?
It's your job.
Does that make me a bad person? I'm waiting for them to be like, kinda? Maybe? A little bit? Sorta? Eh. Might not be the best thing in the world for you to be doing. Nah, screw it. All right, so Pro Football Focus put out their preseason offensive line rankings. At the top, probably shouldn't surprise you. The Eagles, the Cowboys, the Falcons, the Steelers are kind of high, and the Titans, 1 through 5. Okay. Take a wild guess where the Houston Texans might be on this list. How many guesses do you need?
Just one.
Just one. Where do you think the Texans rank on this list?
Well, I'm not even there yet, but I'm going to try to guess around second to last.
Too high. 2 high. Dead last. They ended the season dead last. They go into the new year dead last. This was, this is my favorite. I love the flavor text that they give to it, right? After fielding one of the worst offensive lines we've seen in the Pro Football Focus era. How long has Pro Football Focus been around? The worst offensive line we've seen ever. The Texans are hoping that Nick Martin will be better, not get hurt. They're hoping that a fourth round project tackle who started three games last year is going to protect the blind side. Zach Fulton to play left guard. They're hoping that, I guess, Senio Kelemete is going to not suck. And they're projecting Martinez Rankin to be the right tackle. Which I think would be, I mean, they drafted him in the third round. So I don't know if he is the guy that you'd think would be the favorite to start there. But that is where they put the, that's where they decided they think got who's going to start. So they put out what they think is their expected starting five. I don't think it matters who they put out there. I don't think the line is going to be any good. And I think they're putting it all on Deshaun to make guys miss and do all the things he did a year ago when it came to basically escaping pressure. The line didn't play better when Deshaun Watson was in the lineup. They just gave up less sacks because Deshaun could get away. And normal quarterbacks, not even statues like Tom Savage, normal quarterbacks would not be able to escape that kind of pressure on a consistent basis. That is something that Deshaun Watson excels at. And next year, they're probably not going to, I would think this year teams have seen Deshaun Watson enough that they're going to attack him differently. Maybe they found a pattern to how he runs. I don't know. But we know they're going to attack him differently. Last year when Deshaun played, they still gave up the same insane amount of pressure. And they still gave up all those tackles for loss. And they still couldn't get the running game going because there weren't really any holes. The difference was Deshaun just escaped the pressure, pulled down, and ran. So as long as you're okay with that being a good percentage of the offense is, all right, you know what, look one, look two, forget it, bolt. That's probably what it's going to be. Now, different places have Chantrell Henderson as the starting right tackle and not Rankin. But they've pretty much all got Martin, Fulton, Kelemete. Jeff Allen today was released by the Texans. Took him off publicity. They gave him an injury settlement. So Jeff Allen released today by the Texans. That is one less guy to put in the mix. The guys who are in the mix, are you really happy with any of these guys? Just tell me who you really like. If there's anybody that you really like on the offensive line, not that you're settling for, not that you hope will be okay. Is there somebody you really like? Slate Hits.